With the boom in popularity of online social networks, some artists are finding that the most convenient way to share their work is on Facebook. Artwork's Rachel Lyons spoke with a small family of artist historians who have been documenting the city of Bloomington in an unusual way.
Bloomington Fading is a family affair. The brainchild of Derek, Jen, and Nick Ritchie. It's an art project that brings together photography, collage, historic preservation, and Facebook.
My name is Derek Ritchie, and I am one third of Bloomington Fading.
And I'm Jennifer Summer Ritchie. I'm his wife, and
I'm Nick Summer Ritchie.
On Bloomington Fading's Facebook page, there's a black and white image of the old Arbutus Flats that once stood on a corner of Kirkwood where there's now a McDonald's and a Chipotle. The building was demolished sometime between 1967 and 1965, and it looks like a completely different street. There's a picture of the Hanson Motor Company at 17th and Walnut, which is now an insurance agency. And there's a side-by-side image of a Circle K on West 5th Street and the house that stood where it stands now in an image that was taken in the 1930s.
We do two types of pictures. One is you take the old black and white photo of some house that somebody took pictures of back in the 30s or the 20s or even before that, and you plop it in a modern-day picture. The other way to do it is to do a side-by-side, where you have one point of view, and then we compare that with the modern picture taken from almost exactly the same spot in exactly the same direction, which can be a real pain to get right. I often have to look down at the picture. I'm trying to replicate, you know, time and time and time again and keep taking that picture until I get it right. People, again, they're just wowed by, wow, that's the same place 100 years ago? That's just incredibly, it's so different.
Where are these pictures coming from?
They come from various places. Definitely the Historical Society. They've got a huge amount of pictures that is archived that we're able to go through, as well as a lot of our friends have shared some of their old family photos and things that they have archived in their own homes. And those are almost our favorite because it means something to the people that are part of Bloomington Fading as well. Yeah.
Can you think of a story that explains that or exemplifies that?
I don't know if I remember the lady's name, but in one particular case, she had two pictures, one of her home when she was just a little girl. It didn't exist anymore. So I was able to go and put her home back in the empty parking lot that it is now. And she just was like, wow, it just gives me chills.
So, Nick, what's your role in this whole project?
I usually hold the book up for Derek. He'll look at it multiple times to make sure he can get the picture exactly right. Sometimes the picture's a little bit off, but they're usually almost perfect when he gets them done.
The family began a photo album on Facebook to document each image they assembled. It's so interesting to me that it's all online because this is about, you know, physical space, this project, but there is no physical object to let people hold in their hands.
Yeah, I know what you mean by that. If you're talking about it in an economic sense, there's no real product because it is just a place where you can go and enjoy the pictures and hopefully learn something about the history of this town and how it's changed so much.
But the project, which now lives in cyberspace, will soon be available in real space, too.
A lot of this has been done because Monroe County History Center has encouraged us to do it and use their pictures and archive for free, which has been great. We're going to be doing several projects with them down the road. Preservation Month is coming up, and we'll be kicking off our collection, which will be on display at Monroe County History Center during May, and we'll be doing a keynote for Bloomington Restorations Incorporated, which is an organization here in town. That's their whole thing, is saving old houses and preserving them. Yeah, a lot of interesting, you know, relationships have happened because of a project we were just doing for fun.
I like it when we take pictures of the mansions.
Yep.
All right.
To find some of the images that we talked about during this interview, visit wfiu.org/arts. For more information about Bloomington Fading, you can friend Bloomington Fading on Facebook. For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Rachel Lyons.